We are learning Maseches Makis Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are starting seven lines from the top. The first words of the line is Mahay Kra Kama. Omrav Gidl Omrav, and there's a simon here to remember. Kuza, simon is Kuza. Koyin Sha'ocha Machatos Va'osham Lefnei Zriko is Leika. That means we learned before already from the Pasuk Leisucha Lecha B'Sharecha that the whole Pasuk says Leisucha Lecha B'Sharecha Masa D'Goncha V'Siroishcha V'Yitzarecha V'Cheres V'Karcha V'Tzonecha V'Chon D'Recha Arshatidar V'Nivisecha Tumas Yedecha. And we learn out that they teach us that to eat it out of the Chayma, that you know from the first word Leisucha Lecha B'Sharecha was going on in Pasuk before. All these extra words are teaching us by Kachim that you cannot eat it Lefnei Zriko and you get Malkus for that. But Rav Gilmo Rav says that besides for the malchus of the Isser Lav, L'Suchah Lecha B'Sharecha, there is another Isser Lav that you're chayev for, and that's a Lav that comes from Aaseh. Koyin sh'ochel mechates v'osho v'nei zirika, loika get malchus. My time, we don't want to cry, the Pasuk says, v'ochlo oisem ha'shkupa behem, and we make a diak, l'acha kapara in, l'fnei kapara lohi. The diak is, you should only eat the kachim after kapara. A full kapara, no. Now, even though it doesn't say a lav here, it just says Aaseh, but you could infer from the asay that there's a lav. And Rav Gilmo Rav Mechadish, lav abba mechal asay lavu. That a lav, if you find out a prohibition from asay, that's considered a lav. Here it says, eat it dafka ashakuba bem. Mashma before kabari can eat it. So it's a new lav. It come out, he's trying to say there's two malchus. One malchus on the din of leisucha lecha b'sharecha that says the fnei zriko you're not allowed to eat it. And there's another lav, a lav abba mechal asay from ochlu oisom ashakuba bem. Masav Rav has a kasha. It says in Parasha Shemini, in regards to Behema Temeya and Behema Tahira, it says, "V'chol Behemis Mefreses Parsha V'Shusa Shesa Shtei Proses Maligera Behema Oisa Techelu." Those you eat, and you can make a diik Oisa Techelu Behema Mecheres Techelu. It doesn't have both simonim. There should be a lav. You can infer from the asay of Oisa Techelu that there's a lav to eat if it doesn't have both simonim. V'yigat Amris. If that's enough of a lav, so why does the next pasuk have to continue and say, "As Zeh Lo Yisoichlu"? It says Hashasua, Sagomo, Sarneves. They only have one simon. Typically, because you already have the Oisat Techelu, you have the Lav Baba Chalasei. So the marvel goes to that. Shlogs up Rav Gilmo Rav. Says it can't be Lav Baba Mechalasei as a Lav because you see over here the Torah said a Lav, and what do you need it for? You have already the Lav from the Asay. Adkan, what the Gemara asks. Now it was bothering me, and I found the Aruch and asked Kasha. It's a very simple question. What's the problem? Maybe there's two lavim. There's a lav of a zeh lo yisachelu, and there's another lav of a lav of amachal asay. Why is that a problem? Because there's a lav right afterwards. It means that this asay can't be a lav. You can have two lavim. What's the problem? Why can't you have two lavim? So our Archanera answers up Peter Ritva, the Ikur Gemara's kasha is that this thing that Rav is bringing down is a Torah's kahanim is a brisa, and in the brisa it says like this: Oisa techelu, oisa ba'achila, ve'im behem etmeya ba'achila. Ainly ela ba'asei. You only see asei from here. Menayin af b'lois asei. Tamaloyim of the pasuk says ach ezeh lois soichlu as a gomus anavas continuation. So you see from here, from the brisa clearly that the ratio of oisat techel is only asei, not alav, and that's the kasha Rav Gilmo Rav cannot argue on a brisa, and that's the oimik of the Rav's kasha. It's not because you can, it's not alav, because the brisa says it's only asei, not alav. Eli itmach itmar. This is really the member of Gilmo Rav. Om Rav Gilmo Rav. Zor sha'oichel mechatos va'osham lefnei zriko. If a zar, a non-kayin, eats mechatos va'osham lefnei zriko, is there a malchus for zarus? We know a zar has a lav, v'zor lo yechal kodesh. So is there iser zarus on a zar who eats, a non-kayin who eats chatos va'osham before zriko? So Gilmo Rav says, you're potter, my timer. Doma krova ochlo oisim ha'shakupa behem. We had a similar drasha right before on the bottom of Aleph. Same type of idea. We tried to say from Vizar Leichal Kodesh. No, the only is Chazi V'Kahanim. That's really what Gidlom Rav is saying. The Dafka, you have Vizar Leichal Kodesh if you have the beginning of the Pasuk. If the Kayin can eat it, which means after Zerika, Karinim Bey, Vizar Leichal Kodesh. You don't read Vizar Lo Yechal Kodesh. So it sounds like from here that a Zar, let me tell you this, Bishlam, a Zar that eats after Zrika is Chayav Kuzaris, but a Zar that eats before Zrika is Pata Al Tzis Zaris. But in the Rambam's Mavuyer, there is still a Malkus for the Zar, because even if a Kohen eats before Zrika, we have before is a Lav of L'Such Alecha B'Sharecha. There's a Lav of L'Such B'Sharecha. So there is a Lav, there is a Malkus, but not a Malkus for Zaris. That's the point of the Gemara, not Potter Lagamri. It means Potter from the Isser of the Zaris of the being a non-Kohen. If you read the Rambam says like this. The Rambam is in Hamaisa Gavonis Perkut Al Ches. Says Zara Shoch Gzayis Mebasa Kotch Groshim BaAzara Achas Rikas Dama Loika. Shem VaOchel Oisem Achkup Behem VaZara Loyechel. B'Makom Shakayin Oichel VaEis Shiroyel Achel Amochel Shom Hazara Loika. But Zok the Rambam Avam Ochel Azara Mebasa Kotch Groshim B'Chutz B'Chutz Loika Meshum Oichel B'Chutz. That means the Rambam says it's possible for a Zara to get Malkus on eating the kachim. Either eats a bechutz, even though it's Kodim Zrika, and also if he eats a Kodim Zrika, even inside the Azara, he'll get Malkus. Because that is now Al Zarif. That's also the lava of Sukha Lechem Ashrecha, and that you will get a lava for. And this is what the Archanair points out, b'shem the Rambam. Back to Bikurim. Going back to Bikurim. Omar Blaze, Omar Yeshaya. Bikurim, Hanocha Ma'akeves Behem, Kriya Ema'akeves Behem. Like we learned really in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that Kriya is Ma'akev. Someone eats Bikurim before the Kriya, he's Chayiv Malkus. Now, this man comes ahead and says, no, that he's not Chayiv Malkus, because only Hanocha is Ma'akeves, which means the Hanocha in front of the Mizbeach, and like we said, because it says Hanocha twice in the Torah. But Kriya, the Kriya of Parshas Bikurim, is not Ma'akev. It's not Ma'akev, and you can eat the Bikurim even though you didn't have the Kriya. Great thing, Gemara, me Omar Rabbi Elazar Hachi, the Rabbis really say this. But Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Rabbi Shaya, Hifrish Bikurim Koidim L'chag. Now we know that the best time to bring Bikurim is between Shavuos and Sukkot, which is the time of Simcha, when you gather in all the Peiris. The halacha is that if you bring Bikurim, you slept around, you didn't bring Bikurim until after Sukkot, you may be Ve'ena Kaira. You bring it and you don't lay in the parasha. So the member of Rabbi Loz like this. Hifrish Bikurim Koidim L'chag. Someone was Mafrish Bikurim. He already had it prepared before Chag HaSukkos. Bavaleim Chag. And he went over Sukkos and he didn't bring it yet. Yir Kavu. The halacha is, you have to let it rot. You cannot bring it anymore. My la, what's the reason? Because you can't say the Kriya anymore. You're not allowed to read the parasha anymore. The parasha will be read only with Shas Simcha. After Sukkot is not as van Simcha, and therefore you can't read it. And already it was Mischayev B'Kriya, and you can't read it. So therefore, Avad the Infis Mandiyama, there is the idea of bringing something after Sukkot. So if you only mafresh it after Sukkot, so then you may be van Kriya. But here you mafresh before Sukkot. So it was Chayev in Kriya. And now you can't read. You can't read the pasuk of Rami Avadavi. So now it comes out that it's Ma'akev, and therefore you have to let it rot. He's talking about the Kriya and the Ma'akevis, but am I? Yerkevah, why do you have to let it rot? It's not Ma'akev. What's the big deal? Just don't do it. And for the Gemara, could Rav Zera, famous Rav Zera, don't Rav Zera call a Royu Lebila in Bila Ma'akevis by? Chol She'enu Royu Lebila, Bila Ma'akevis by. What's Rav Zera talking? Rav Zera talking about a Mincha. Mincha, you have to mix the flour with oil. Now, it says in the Gemara that if it's more than 60 Isarain, it cannot be mixed in one Keli. Can't be mixed. So halacha is if you bring a mincha that's 61 isaron, you have to put 60 in one keli and the other one another keli. And the Gemara asks, what's the big deal? Just put it 61 in one keli. It doesn't mix well. The halacha is if you didn't mix it, it's kosher. The Mishnah says loy bala kosher. So Rav Zera answers because it has to be possible to be mixed. If it's not possible to be mixed, then it's a psul. But if it's possible to mix, even if you don't mix it, it's not possible. Same thing over here. It has to be possible to do a kriya. Here, it's after Sukkot, you cannot do a Kriya, that passes it. Avada, if you could do Kriya, you don't do it, it's not Makiv. But it has to at least be possible. And that's why he says Yikavu, so it's not a right. Maybe he holds, maybe he loves the taka holds, that Kriya is not Makiv. Why Yikavu? The reason why Yikavu is because it's not possible to do it, and therefore it's Bila Makiv's boy. It's only, it has to be called Royal Bila and Bila Makiv's boy. Because if it ain't a Royal Bila, then Bila Makiv's boy. Rav Acha by Yaakov Masni Law, he says over the memra of Rav Loza Rav Yeshaya, b'shem Rav Asi on Rav Yechanan. We'll actually take care of the stira between Rav Loza and Rav Loza. And he says over this memra of b'shem Rav Yechanan that Rav Yechanan says that what? Bekurim Hanocha is Ma'akev and Kriya is not Ma'akev. The problem is he's setting up another stira. Because me, I'm Rav Yechanan, Bekurim Hanocha Ma'akevis Behem. But Kriya is not Ma'akevis Behem. But boy, Minei Rav Asi asked the question of Rav Yechanan, Bekurim Eim Esai Mutarim Lekanim. When is Bekurim Mutif Rekam to eat? And Amalei Rav Yechanan says, Tema Ru'in Lekriya, if it's Royal Lekriya, which means between Shavuos and Sukkot, when you have to have Kriya, Misha Karlim, you have to have Kriya. V'she'en Ru'in Kriya, which you bring after Sukkot, where there's no Kriya at all, so then, Misha Ro'al Pnei Bayis, once you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Azara, already is ready to eat. You don't even have to put it down in front of his Beach. So first of all, you see from Rav Yechanan on two things. You see, first of all, that Bikurim Kriya is not Ma'akev, And you see, Korea is Ma'akev, and you see Hanocha is not Ma'akev. You first of all see Korea is Ma'akev, because there's only one after Korea, and Hanocha is not Ma'akev, which is a stira. Before we said the opposite, Hanocha is Ma'akev, Korea is not Ma'akev, except Hashem, Rabasi, Shem, Shem, Rabbechanon. So Kasha, Korea, Korea, Kasha, Hanocha, Hanocha, it's a stira. Gemara says, Korea, Korea, like Kasha, because it's really a machlekes tanoim. And now in Mishnah, we had that Korea is Ma'akev, we said, who's that going to go into Rav Shimon, and Rav Akiva also, Rav Shimon, Rav Akiva, Rav Shimon's one first. And we said, the Rabbanon argue. So Korea, Korea, like Kasha, ha, Rav Shimon, HaRabbanon. One's Rav Shimon, one's Rabbanon. That means the memra of Rav Yechanan said that it's Ma'akev is going to Rav Shimon. The memra that says it's not Ma'akev going to Rabbanon. And Hanoch, Hanoch, and Amir, like Kasha, it's also Ma'achlekes. HaRav Yehuda holds that it's, that the Halacha is, that's not Ma'akev. And Rabbanon, HaRabbanon holds that it is Ma'akev. So it means Ma'achlekes, that's why Hanoch. According to Hanoch, according to Yehuda, it's not Ma'akev, according to Rabbanon, it is Ma'akev. So Akaponim was saying it's both Ma'achlekes, and therefore, one member is like this Mandiyam, one Mandiyam. I can ask me, why would Rav Yechanan say two halachas, like two Mandiyamrim? So I saw brought down from the Aruch HaNer that he answers that halacha l'maisa, he holds a grab Shimon that Kriya is Ma'akev and Hanocha is not Ma'akev. That's called halacha l'maisa. And in learning, he always went like the Rabbanon. He always says, stomach like the Rabbanon. So Rabbanon hold that Kriya is not Ma'akev, and Nocha is Ma'akev. So that's why when he spoke in learning, when he said over Talmidim, he said it that way. When someone asked him halacha shayla, and then he passed like Rav Shimon and like Rav Yehuda. Now, Rav Yehuda is one who holds Nocha is not Ma'akev. Now, what's Pshat? We'll see in the Gemara. The reason is because Rav Yehuda holds that the extra Vihinachta is not to say that Nocha is Ma'akev, the extra Vihinachta is Vitnufa. Like the Gemara says, my Rav Yehuda, the time to the right, Rav Yehuda, it says in the pasuk v'hinachdoi and the pasuk v'hinachdoi v'hashem l'kecha that zu tnufa. That's tnufa. It's talking about picking it up and down. And lashon v'hinachdoi could also mean like v'loinachem alakim agrash says. It means moving it this way and that way, leading it. Ataim is tnufa ina la nachem amish. It means hanachem amish kishoyim v'hinichoi. It says in pasuk dalet v'hinichoi name is b'hashem l'kecha. So we know arei nachem u'mani mekayi v'hinachdoi. What's v'hinachdoi means zu tnufa. It means that's referring to Tnufa. So therefore, since you don't have in Akhtar two times, there, who knows? Not Ma'akev. Who's the man Yamo? Argues with all the is Ma'akev. It's Lezim Yaakov who learns out Tnufa from someone else. Lezim Yaakov, you tell him to the Braisa. The Pasuk says, the coin takes the basket from the hand of the Yisrael, brings the Bekurim. Limeid ala Bekurim Shetunun Tnufa. You see, we need Tnufa. How do you know? The Rebbe Lezim Yaakov. My time loves Yaakov. What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? Yad yad mishlamim. Ksiv alcha says over here. Look, a coin ten of yadecha. Ksiv it says by shlam yadav tviyana sishi Hashem. Man, just ma kan a coin does it af lalom mishlam. What's the coin has to do with tenufa? Together with the bialim. Together with the bialim. Mal halom bialim. Av kan bialim. She's like, there is Baalim, there is Baalim. We have one from each other, and they each come from each other. This guy brings, this prophet brings the coin, this prophet brings the Baalim. Okay, so I'm near a coin, you're a tachas, you're a Baalim, and if it does Tnufa. So the bottom line is, let's be Yaakov holds that we don't even act of a Tnufa. We know that from a coin and tell him Yadacha. Therefore, Tuve Nachta says, Hanach is Ma'akiv. And Rav Yehuda holds, no, Hanach is a Tnufa, so it's not Ma'akiv. And the Gavi Korea, the Machlokes is, if Korea is Ma'akiv, that's what Rav Shimon and the Rabbanim. Rav Shimon holds that the Makar for Korea is Ma'akiv from the Pasuk. The nidvas pasuk they learned from Daf Zayin that says in the pasuk the trumas yodacha elu bekurim, and that teaches us that kriya is ma'akev, and that's also machlokes. So there's not a steer to Rav Yechon because one's like Rabbi Yehuda, one's Rabbanon, and like Gabi Kriya, one's Rav Shimon, and one's the Rabbanon.